Welcome back. In this advanced Ableton lesson, we're getting into drop space widening tricks with simple recs, specifically for drum and bass. And this is a big one, because width is one of those things people get wrong all the time. A huge DNB drop is usually not huge because everything is wide. It feels huge because the contrast is right. You control the stereo field before the drop, you keep the foundation focused, and then you let selected layers expand on impact. That's the trick, not chi-chi stereo, controlled aggression. So in this session, we're building three practical Ableton audio effect racks you can actually use in real tracks. First, a drop width burst rack for impact, effects, transitions, vocal stabs, and drop moments. Second, a drum top width rack for hats, rides, percussion loops, jungle break highs, and ghost tops, while the kick and snare body stay strong in the middle. Third, a mid-bass spread rack that makes the bass feel larger without touching the sub. That part matters a lot. If you widen your sub, your drop usually gets weaker, not bigger. We'll also talk about arrangement use, macro control, mono safety, and a few more advanced coach notes so these racks translate on proper systems. Let's start with the concept. In drum and bass, width normally comes from a few key places. High-frequency decorrelation, short stereo delays, side-only ambience, layer contrast, arrangement contrast, and width usually belongs in the tops, the atmospheres, the effects, the upper harmonics, and the moving midrange. It usually does not belong in the sub, the kick low end, the main snare body, or the most important transient punch. So here's the rule I want you to remember. Mono the foundation, widen the emotion. If you keep that mindset, your widening decisions get much easier. Now, first rack, the drop width burst rack. This one is all about that feeling when the walls open up right as the drop hits. Great on a dedicated FX bus, a Reese resample, a vocal stab, a reverse cymbal tail, a pad swell, anything like that. Drop an audio effect rack onto the track and create three chains. Name them dry center, wide delay, and wide wash. The dry center chain is simple on purpose. Add a utility and set width somewhere around 0 to 40%. That keeps the source focused. If the sound has unnecessary low end or boxiness, add EQ8 after it. High pass around 120, and if needed, dip a little in the 250 to 400 range. That chain is your anchor. Even when the stereo layers get exciting, this gives the sound a center of gravity. Now the wide delay chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 180, low pass somewhere between 8 and 12 kHz. That keeps the widening in a useful zone and avoids muddy low mids or fizzy top end nonsense. Then add simple delay. Turn sync off. Try 12 milliseconds on the left and 19 on the right. Feedback at 0, and dry wet at 100% inside the chain. This is hostile width. Super useful but also easy to overdo. If important transients get blurry, back it off. After that, add utility, set width around 200%. If you want extra safety, use bass mono around 180, then add saturator. Soft clip on, drive maybe 1.5 to 3 dB, just enough harmonic density so the side layer still reads on smaller speakers. Then a compressor, ratio 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release around 80 milliseconds. Just catch a bit of peak movement so the widened layer feels controlled instead of poking out randomly. Now build the wide wash chain. Start with EQ8 again. High pass around 250, low pass around 10 kHz. Add chorus ensemble. Classic mode is a good starting point. Try mount around 0.2 to 0.35, rate around 0.3 to 0.7 Hz, and mix around 40 to 60%. Then hybrid reverb. Use a short dark hall. Decay maybe 1.2 to 2.4 seconds. Pre-delay 0 to 12 milliseconds, low cut around 250, high cut around 6 to 8 kHz, and again, dry wet at 100% inside the chain. After that, add utility and push width to 150 or even 200%. Then add a gate. This part is really important. The gate stops your width from smearing the groove. Set the threshold so the chain only opens when the source actually hits strongly enough. Attack around 1 millisecond, hold 30 to 80 milliseconds, release maybe 120 to 250 milliseconds. What that does is give you dramatic stereo bloom without letting the tail wash all over a fast DNB rhythm. Set the chain volumes conservatively. Dry center at 0 dB. Wide delay around minus 10. Wide wash around minus 14 to start. And honestly, that balance philosophy is very drum and bass. Subtle width often feels bigger than obvious width. Now let's map macros. Map one macro called width amount. Use it to control the volume of the wide delay and wide wash chains. plus the utility width on those chains. Good ranges are from fully off up to around minus 8 or minus 12 on the chain levels, and 100 to 200% on width. Macro 2, delay spread. Map the left and right delay times, maybe from 8 to 18 milliseconds on the left and 14 to 26 on the right. Macro 3, wash size. Map the reverb decay from around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. Macro 4, darkness. Map the low pass frequencies on the wide chains from around 5.5 kHz up to 12 kHz. Macro 5, tightness. Map the gate release, maybe from 70 to 250 milliseconds. And here's the important musical part. Don't just build the rack and leave it on. Use it in the arrangement. In the 8 bars before the drop, keep with the mount low or off. In the final fill bar, let it rise a little. On the first snare or impact of the drop, open it up. Then maybe pull it back by bar 3 or bar 5. That gives you tension before impact, expansion on impact, and no long-term stereo fatigue. That last part matters. This audio version is shortened for playback.